Friends, welcome to week three of 50 days of transformation.
朋友们，欢迎来到这个五十天转变的第三周。
Carl was an unbeliever who was dragged along to an outreach event that I spoke at by his Christian wife.
卡尔是一个不信主的人，他的妻子是个基督徒，他就把他带到了一个我们的宣教的一个聚会。
Carl did not like what I had to say.
卡尔根本不喜欢我所说的话。
He didn't like what Jesus had to say either.
他也不喜欢耶稣所说的话。
The message was that none of us are good enough for God.
我讲的信息就是没有一个人能够达到神的标准。
However good we are, we always fall short of God's perfect standards.
无论我们怎么好，我们都达不到神能够完美的标准。
We all need grace.
我们每个人都需要恩典。
We all need forgiveness.
我们都需要宽恕。
We all need transformation.
我们每个人都需要改变。
We all need Jesus' death in our place.
我们需要耶稣为我们的罪而死。
I got to know Carl over the next few months.
接下来的几个月，我渐渐的有对他有点认识。
Then one day he rang me quite agitated.
后来有一天他给我打电话，他非常的激动。
He came over to my house and asked all these difficult questions about God and life.
他到我们家中来，问了很多关于神、关于生活的很多的难解的问题。
And we talked for a couple of hours about God, and I gave him a book, More Than a Carpenter, by Josh McDowell.
我们聊了两个小时，后来我给他一本麦道伟的书，就是《不只是一个木匠》。
The next Sunday at church, he was a changed man.
当他下周来的教会的时候，这个人就完全的改变了。
It was like the lights went on in his mind.
就好像光进入这个人的心灵里。
He said we should give this book to everyone.
他说我应当把这个，你应当把这个书给所有的人。
I arranged a friend to do the Christianity Explained course with him, and after two studies, he gave his life to Christ.
我安排一个朋友给他讲解基督教的教义这门课程，然后两次学习之后呢，他就把他的生命给了基督。
Friends, Jesus saves us and changes us.
耶稣改变我们，拯救我们。
My friend went on to lead Bible studies, to run a beach mission, and 2 weeks ago was ordained as a Presbyterian minister.
我这个朋友继续的来带领查经一个海滩的宣道队，两周之前他被案例成为一个长老会的牧师。
He changed his life by changing his mind about Jesus.
他改变了他的生命，通过改变他对耶稣的看法。
And as he followed Christ, God transformed his mind and his thinking and revolutionized his goals and values in life.
因为他跟随耶稣，神改变了他的思想，改变了他的想法，更新了他的生活和价值。
God wants to change your life by changing your mind.
神希望通过改变你的思想来改变你的生命。
And in Romans chapter 12, we're reminded of the importance of absolute surrender to God.
在罗马书12章，我们神在这里强调我们对他的完全的委身。
In Romans 12, verse 1, Paul urges us to respond in passionate commitment in view of God's mercy.
在十二章一节里，保罗提醒我们以积极的委身来回应神的慈悲。
The words are, therefore, I urge you in view of God's mercy.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Paul is talking about the mercy of God spelled out in the 11 preceding chapters of the book of Romans.
保罗在罗马书的前11章里一直的谈到神的慈悲。
John Stott puts it this way.The gospel is God's mercy to inexcusable and undeserving sinners in giving his son to die for them, in justifying them freely by faith, in sending them his life-giving spirit, and in making them his children.
John Scott 这么说，说福音是神给那些不可原谅和不配的罪人的慈悲，让他的儿子为我们的死，使他们因着信可以白白的称义，赐给他们圣灵，使他们做神的儿女。
And in view of his mercy, God calls us to a radical and total commitment.
鉴于这样的慈悲，神呼召我们完全的委身于他。
This is what the hymn writer Isaac Watts meant when he wrote, Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
这就是圣诗作者伊萨瓦斯写道说，爱既如此奇妙深厚，当得我心我命所有。
Friends, God wants us to offer a sacrifice that lives and moves and does things for God.
神希望我们成为一个活祭，能够行动，能够做事。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, what are you going to do? To offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，劝你们做什么？将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Friends, God calls us to a total commitment.
神在这里呼召我们完全的委身。
One writer put it this way, there is not an inch of any sphere of life over which Jesus Christ does not say, mine.
一个作者说，在我们的生命中呢，没有一个侧面，耶稣不说，那是我的。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the Lutheran pastor who died in a Nazi concentration camp in April 1945, wrote, "When Christ calls a man or woman, he bids him come and die."
潘华，一个路德会的牧师，他1945年4月死于德国的集中营。在他的一个文书叫《门徒的代价》里，他说，当基督呼召一个人，是呼召他来为他死。
That's what Paul is talking about.He's talking about the language, he uses a language of sacrifice to make this clear.
保罗在这里谈到奉献的精髓。
Offer your bodies as living sacrifices, he says.
就是把你的身体完全的献上，当作活祭。
Just as in the Old Testament, you offered or presented your animal in sacrifice, now offer your own bodies to God.
就在旧约里，人们用动物来献祭给神，现在我们把自己的身体献上为祭给神。
And when an animal was offered for sacrifice, its life was over.
当一个动物被献上做祭的时候，它的生命就结束了。
It had no more existence. It was total sacrifice.
它就不存在了。这个就是完全的牺牲。
Our sacrifice is described as living, holy, and pleasing.
而在这里描述我们的祭是活的，是圣洁的，是神和可喜悦的。
I'm thankful it's a living sacrifice.It's not like the Old Testament ones.
我谢谢我们的祭不是一个像旧约那祭，我们是个活着的祭。
Otherwise, we'd be dead here.
阿泽文，不然的话，我们就死掉了。
You see, this sacrifice lives and moves and does things.
因为这个祭是活着、动着，而且做事情。
And three times in the book of Romans, chapter 6, Paul talks about presenting our bodies or our members to God.And in every case, it is so that our members, our arms and our legs and our tongues and our eyes and our ears would become instruments of righteousness.
保罗在罗马书六章三次就说要把我们的肢体献给神。在每一种情况下，他谈的就是我们的肢体、我们的胳膊、我们的腿、我们的舌头、眼睛和耳朵都可以成为义的器具献给神。
Rick Warren writes, Paul said, I die daily. There is a moment of surrender.But there is the practice of surrender, which is moment by moment and lifelong.
华利克说，保罗说，我天天冒死。我们在我们的生命中有降服的时刻，也需要有降服的操练。这是每时每刻的，是一生之久的。
The problem, though, he says, with a living sacrifice is that it can crawl off the altar. So you have to surrender your life 50 times a day. You must make it a daily habit.
活祭有一个问题。就是我们这个活祭可以从祭坛上爬下来，所以你可能每天要50次要降服你的生命，所以你必须把降服完全的委身当成一个每日的习惯。
So it's a living sacrifice. Secondly, it's a holy sacrifice.
所以说，活祭是一个圣洁的祭。
It is set apart for God, and we renounce sin.
我们已经完全的弃绝了罪，与罪隔绝，把我们自己完全的分别为圣归神。
It is a pleasing sacrifice.
是一个可喜悦的祭。
The offerings are true to God's specifications.
我们这个祭是完全的符合神的标准。
Did you notice that we were urged to offer our bodies and not our hearts? Why is that?
你注意到吗？在这是让我们的身体献上为祭，而不是我们的心。为什么呢？
John Stott writes this: The presentation of our bodies is our spiritual act of worship.No worship is pleasing to God which is purely inward, abstract, and mystical. It must express itself in concrete acts of service performed by our bodies.
约翰·斯多特这样说：“说我们献上我们的身体，是我们属灵敬拜的行为。我们没有纯粹的说内在的抽象的神秘的敬拜是讨神喜悦的。我们奉献必须表现在我们把我们的身体献上为神做具体的事情上。”
The musicians and the singers rehearsed and they service on Sunday, but they had to turn up with their bodies.
我们知道唱诗班的人 每星期天到这来，星期天的时候到这来来排练，来唱诗歌，他们都要用他们的身体。
Our volunteers go with their bodies to the school to teach scripture every week.
我们的义工，他们每星期五要去这个学校里，要带着他们身体去教圣经。
People serve at Homework Plus Club and kids clubs and youth groups, but they take their bodies with them.
我们知道有些人在我们的家庭作业俱乐部还青年团体来服务，也是带着身体的。
People donate food for our food hampers, and they volunteers pack them with their bodies.
我们知道人们给我们的食品捐献食品，然后呢义工呢帮助来打包，都是用他们的身体。
People teach English every Friday, and guess what? Their bodies come too.
我们知道当每星期我们到这儿来讲教英语，他们怎么办？他们也带着身体来。
People are traveling to Bali to serve some missionaries. They're taking their bodies as well on the airplane.
我们这有人呢，要去巴厘岛去服侍宣教士，他们也带着他们的身体去。
People use their skills to cook for sick people. We use our bodies, and God says, "Use your bodies for His glory."
神，我们这有人做饭，他们也需要用他们的身体来为了神的荣耀来做。
A question to ask you: Have you offered your body as a living sacrifice to God, or do you keep climbing off the altar?
我现在要问你一个问题：你是把你的身体当作活祭献给神呢，还是你继续的从这个祭坛上往下爬？
What do you use your body for?
你用你的身体做什么呢？
For selfish gain, for pleasure, for money?
为了私欲，为了消遣，为了钱财吗？
Or do you give yourself away in the cause of God glorifying ministry?
或者是你把你的身体献上在荣耀神的侍奉里面。
To see the lost saved, the new Christian discipled, the hungry fed, the sick prayed for.
要看那些失丧的人得到拯救，新的门徒得到训练，喂饱那些饥饿的人，为病人来祷告。
You've got to change your life by changing your mind.
神通过改变你的思想来改变你的生命。
We need a passionate commitment, and that's the only logical and reasonable response to God's mercy.
我们需要一个充满激情的激情的委身，因为这是个合乎逻辑、合理性、合理的奉献。
So the text says, "This is your spiritual act of worship, or this is your intelligent worship, or this is your reasonable service or logical service." And when you know Jesus, you want to give your body to Him.
这是你的属灵敬拜的行为，是一个有知识的崇拜，是合理的奉献，是合逻辑的奉献。当你为耶稣而活的时候，就应当这样。
Nothing else makes sense.
别的任何的事物没有意义。
The heart of worship is surrender to God.
崇拜的中心就是向神完全的委身和奉献。
And when you understand the gospel, you want to give your life to God.
当你真正的理解福音的精髓的话，你就会把你的生命献给耶稣。
Rick Warren puts it this way: Surrendering your life is not a foolish emotional impulse, but a rational, intelligent act. The most responsible and sensible thing you can do with your life.
华利克这样写道：“他说，将你的生命降服于神，不是一个愚蠢的感情冲动，而是一个有理性的、智慧的行为，是你对你的自己的生命所做的最负责任、最有理智的事情。”
So absolute surrender, firstly, and then we need a renewed mind to live God's way.
我们首先完全的降服于神，然后我们需要一个更新的心，更新的心灵。
And that's verse 2, which is the theme verse for 50 days of transformation.
然后是12章的第二节，这是我们50天转化的中心的经文。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Paul summons the people of God, and he says, "Don't be conformed to the prevailing culture, but be transformed. Don't let the world squeeze you into its mold."
保罗在这里呼唤我们所有属神的人，我们不应当顺应这个世代的主流的文化，而是应当被神的改变，不要让这个世界来塑造我们。
Friends, God calls Christians to non-conformity and holiness.
神呼召我们不要顺应这个世界。要有圣洁的生活。
The world says that what matters is your money, your career, your pleasure, your comfort, your house, your car, your fame, your glory, and God says no.
这个世界说最重要的就是你的钱财、 职业、享乐、舒适、房子、车、名声、荣誉，神说这些都不重要。
The world says that sex before marriage is fine, homosexual acts are fine, and God says no.
神说婚前行为是可以接受的，同性恋也是可以接受的，神说不行。
The world says that all is relative, no one religion has the truth, God says no, look at the cross and my resurrected son.
神说一切都是相对的，没有一个宗教有绝对的真理，神说不是，你只要看看十字架，看看我复活的儿子就知道了。
We must refuse to conform to the standards of this world. You change your life by changing your mind.
我们必须拒绝遵守这个世界的标准。我们可以通过改变我们的想法来改变我们的生命。
One of the stories that challenges me most is the story that Tony Campolo tells.
Tony Campolo 他告诉一个故事，我非常的喜欢，他对我的生命带来挑战。
It's the Who Cares story.
这个故事叫做谁在乎呢？
He was a lecturer at a Christian university, and one of the students didn't like what he was saying, and he stood up and said, "That's bull."
有一天，他是一个社会学的一个讲师，他在一个基督的学校里来讲课。突然，有个学生不喜欢他的讲课，他的大声的喊叫 "bull."
Wondering what he was going to say. And Campolo said, "Sit down, fellow, or you'll be in serious trouble."
Campolo 就说道，说你要坐下，然后你要不坐下来你就麻烦了。
He said, "Who cares?"
他就说，谁在乎呢
？If you don't sit down, I'm going to throw you out of this class.
这个老师说，你要是再不坐下的话，我要把你从这个班上赶出去。
And he said, "Who cares?"
他的回敬道，谁在乎呢
？Campolo said, "You don't seem to understand. If I throw you out of class, you're not getting back in."
这个老师就说，说你还不明白我所说的话，如果把你从这个班里赶出去的话，你就再也回不来了。
He said, "Who cares?"
那个学生还说，谁在乎呢
？And Campolo writes, "I didn't push it. I'm sure that if I had said, 'If you get thrown out of this class, you're going to be tossed out of this university,' he would have yelled, 'Who cares?'"
康普勒他就说道，说我没有继续说下去，我敢肯定，如果把你从这个班上赶出去，这你就会被这个学校这个大学赶出去的，我想他一定会说谁在乎呢
And if I told him that if he got thrown out of university he wouldn't be able to get a job he would have yelled who cares
如果告诉他如果你从这个大学里被赶出去的话你就将来找不到工作他一定会说谁管谁在乎呢
And if I had said that without a job, he wouldn't have the money to buy all that stuff that America says you ought to have, he would have yelled back at me, "Who cares?"
如果说你要是没有工作的话，你就不会买到美国人说我们都应当有的东西。我想他一定会说，谁在乎呢
？Then Campolo turns and makes his point.
这个 Campolo 在这里说出到问题的精髓了。
He says, "You will not become a powerful servant of Jesus." Unless you are willing to look at this world and its standards, its morality, its hopes and dreams, and all the stuff it is trying to seduce you with, and yell at the top of your lungs, "Who cares?"
这个人说，如果除非你愿意轻看这个世界和它的标准、它的道德、它的希望和梦想，面对所有这个世界吸引你的东西，你能大声的指责说谁在乎呢？否则的话，你就不能成为一个耶稣基督有能力的仆人。
For unless you can say, "Who cares?" You will work the extra hours rather than lead a Bible study group.
除非你能说谁在乎呢？否则的话，你就会一直在加班，而不会去带领查经班。
You'll buy more and more expensive cars rather than give more and more to God's work.
你会跟买豪车，而不是想把更多的钱奉献给神。
You will focus on the comfortable job rather than consider overseas work in a third world country.
你会专注于去过舒适的生活，而不会考虑到第三个世界的国家去做海外宣教的工作。
You will sleep with your girlfriend rather than maintain God's standards.
你可能跟你的女朋友去睡觉，而不是坚持神的道德原则。
That expression, "Who cares?" has been very important to my life.
这个谁在乎对我来说是非常重要的。
When I grew up in my family as a teenager and I came to faith in Jesus Christ, everyone was upset.
当我十几岁我信主的时候，我们整个的家庭都非常不安。
They tried to squeeze me into a mold and stop me following Jesus.
神，我们家庭里设法的来挤压我，不让我来跟随耶稣。
My parents were upset. My friends mocked me. I was treated like a religious lunatic.
我父母很不高兴，我的朋友都嘲笑我，他们待我像一个宗教疯子一样。
I had to learn to say, "Who cares?"
我得要学会说谁在乎呢
If my parents don't like me, my friends don't like me, who cares?
如果我的父母不喜欢我，我的朋友不喜欢，但是谁在乎呢？
If I don't have as much money as the other people, who cares?
我虽然不可能像别人那么有钱，但是谁在乎呢？
Because Jesus called me to put him first.
因为耶稣呼召我们，把耶稣把他放在首位。
It doesn't matter if I don't have what the other people have.
如果没有别人所有的东西，那根本没什么关系。
And God honors that faithfulness.
如果你这样的来对神有信心，神会尊重你。
He blesses you and encourages you anyway.
他会祝福你，会鼓励你，无论怎么样。
We must develop a renewed mind.
我们必须，我们的心灵被神来更新。
So do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but rather be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
我们不要被这个世界的道德的原则所捆绑。我们应当更新改变我们的思想。
We have to think differently. We have to think like Jesus.
我们用另一种的思想来想法，来用耶稣的思想来代替我们的思想。
How does that work?
怎么这个怎么会改变，会发生呢？
Firstly, we have the Spirit of God.
首先，我们有神的灵在我们的里面。
God gives us His Spirit when we become Christians.
当我们信主的时候，我们成为神的灵在我们的里面。
It starts to change our thinking.
神借着圣灵，慢慢的、非常微妙的改变我们的思想。
Romans 8 verse 5 says.
罗马书八章五节说。
Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. Those who live in accordance with the Spirit.Have their minds set on what the Spirit desires.
随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，而随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
Secondly, we have the Word of God.
但是，而且我们有神的话语。
Paul writes these words to Timothy.
保罗给提摩书、提摩西写、提摩太写这样的话。
How from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.The word of God gives you information and knowledge for salvation.
我们知道，他说，知道你从小就明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
But more than that, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训。读则使人归正，教的人学义都是有益的，教属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
The word of God teaches, the word of God rebukes, the word of God corrects, the word of God trains, and you start to think differently.
神的话可以教训我们，督责我们，改正我们，教导我们，使我们的思想更像神那样的思想。
That's why hearing God's word preached every Sunday is important. That's why going to home group is important. That's why reading your Bible every day.Is important.
这就是为什么我们每星期天到教堂里、到教会来听神的话是重要的。这就是我们什么去家庭小组去查经是重要的。这就是我们什么我们自己去读圣经是非常重要的。
A representative from the Bible Society told me once that in Ethiopia, the church was growing so much that they had very few Bibles.
一个圣经公会的代表他告诉我，埃塞俄比亚的教会正以惊人的速度来增长，但是圣经却很少。
And when a truck, can you picture this? When a truck is driving up with a load of Bibles, the people run to the truck in order to get hold of a Bible.
你能想象吗？当这个满载着圣经的卡车进入到这个埃塞俄比亚的时候，那很多的人都跑向这个卡车，为的是要得到一本圣经。
We have Bibles, but we don't run to them.
我们有圣经，但是我们不跑向他们。
We have newspapers and we have computers and we have television and the Bible gets left alone.
我们有电视报纸，我们有别的东西，但是我们不来读圣经。
We need to run to the Word of God to be transformed by Him.
我们希望我们能够向着圣经跑向圣经，让我们的生命，让我们的思想被神的话语来改变。
And when you do, you will be able to test.And truly value God's will.
当你这么做的时候，你就会查验真正的来尊重神的旨意。
As you are transformed by God, you will be able to test. The Bible says, and approve or value God's will. You'll love it and you'll want to obey it.
当我们的心意更新改变的时候，我们才能真正的检查认同神的旨意。
absolute surrender and in a renewed mind. Very important in living the Christian life.
我们完全的委身，我们的心心意被神改变，这都是非常重要的，对我们的属灵基督徒的生活来说。
Let me conclude with this story.
我最后以这个故事来结束。
One of the great Christian leaders of the 20th century was Bill Bright.
比尔·布莱特是一个二十世纪伟大的基督教的领袖。
He was the founder of Campus Crusade for Christ.
他是校园传道会的创始人。
Through Crusade staff members and workers around the world, the Four Spiritual Laws tract and the Jesus film, seen by over 4 billion people, more than 150 million people have made a decision for Christ.
通过这个，他是校园传道会的创始人，通过在世界各地的传道会的工作人员，还有四律那个小册子，还有耶稣传这个电影，将近有40亿的人看到这个电影，超过15000万的人相信了耶稣。
When Bill was asked, why did God use and bless your life so much?
有人问比尔说，为什么神这样的使用你，大大的祝福你的生命呢？
He said, when I was a young man, I made a contract with God.
他说，当我年轻的时候，我给神立了合约。
I literally wrote it out and signed my name at the bottom.
我真的把这个合约写出来，然后在底下签上我的名字。
It said, from this day forward, I am a slave servant of Jesus Christ.
上面写着说，从今以后，我是耶稣基督的奴隶和仆人。
Have you ever signed a contract like that with God?
你是不是与神签订了这样的合约呢？
Or are you still arguing and struggling with God over his right to do with your life as he pleases?
或者是你仍然呢，在和神争论，神要照他所喜悦的来使用你的生命，你是否仍然和神来挣扎？
Today's time to surrender.
现在就是降服的时候了。
And change your life by changing your mind.
神希望通过改变你的思想来改变你的生命。
Amen. Let us pray.
Amen. 来祷告。
Lord God, we thank you for your mercy that makes possible our salvation.
天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢你的恩典慈悲，使我们得以拯救。
Help us to offer our bodies as living sacrifices to you.
帮助我们把我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
Help us not to conform to the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
帮助我们不被这个世界的潮流所捆绑，让我们的心意更新而改变。
And may we glorify your name as we live for you.
当我们为你而生活的时候，但你的名得到荣耀。
Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.